You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Tuesday, May 9th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about the fight to expose corporations' real impact on the climate. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. I'm not here to judge anyone who pays for Twitter Blue. However, I'm not a fan of pay-to-win mechanics. At this point, Twitter is a game where players compete for the most attention. Twitter Blue is overpowered DLC. If you buy a subscription, your tweets are shown at the top of comment threads and prioritized in other contexts, including the For You page. This makes Blue the social media equivalent of paying for unlimited ammo or improved body armor, regardless of who you are or whether what you have to say is worth promoting. It also makes Twitter really annoying to use. No one wants to play with the people who are paying to win. That's why there's so much mockery of and desire to avoid Twitter Blue users. Granted, there are plenty of reasons why longtime Twitter power users, in particular public figures or people who historically have trouble with impersonators, might pay for Twitter Blue. No one wants to lose an audience they worked hard to build, and Twitter has the right to monetize itself however it likes. You also have the right to consume or not consume the social media you choose. All the same, it can't be denied that a lot of really annoying posts from Twitter Blue users with low follower counts show up in all kinds of contexts. If you don't want to see those posts, I don't blame you. And here's how you can filter them all out. Blue Light Blocker. Blue Light Blocker is a free open-source browser extension for Chrome and Firefox that can filter comments from Twitter Blue subscribers out of your Twitter timeline. You can install the extension and then use Twitter the way you normally do. All comments from Twitter Blue users will be obscured. You can click View if you are absolutely certain you want to see them. Unlike some extensions, Blue's Blocker, for example, or Twitter Blue Blocker, Blue Light Blocker doesn't affect anyone that you actively follow, meaning it won't accidentally filter out your friends. The extension also allows you to still see the tweets from Twitter Blue users that have a certain number of followers. The default threshold is 100,000, but you can set it to whatever you want. These two features make Blue Light Blocker the perfect compromise. It filters out the annoying Twitter Blue users while not affecting the people you care about and the public figures whose posts you might want to see. If there's a Twitter Blue user with a lot of followers who you don't want to see, you can block or mute them manually. Other workarounds to clean up Twitter. Blue Light Blocker isn't a perfect solution. It requires a browser extension, which not everyone is going to like, and it doesn't help on mobile. Not that there's much help on mobile anyway. There are a few alternatives, though. The first is to make sure you're using the Following tab instead of For You. This tab is just tweets from the people you follow, so it doesn't artificially favor Twitter Blue subscribers. You could also try blocking all retweets if you want to clean things up a little more. If that's not enough, you could try TweetDeck, a power user's version of Twitter. This tool doesn't have a For You page or any algorithmic sorting, meaning Twitter Blue users aren't artificially boosted on it. TweetDeck is the one part of Twitter that's completely untouched by the recent changes there, and I hope this doesn't change. So please, no one tell Elon Musk that TweetDeck still exists. Another cool extension, if you miss seeing legacy checkmarks, is $8. Right now, blue checkmarks only show up if someone is paying for blue, meaning most people who had a checkmark prior to April 20th, 2023, no longer have one. $8 can show you which users were verified before legacy verified checkmarks were removed, which is useful if you trusted the old system. There's a cat-and-mouse element to all of this, of course. Twitter's current regime really, really wants to turn blue checkmarks into sellable status symbols, and any tool that diminishes the visibility of blue subscribers cuts against that goal. They're going to try to find a way to break this and all similar tools. For now, though, they work. Use them while you can. Or you could just abandon your Twitter account, set up a public archive of your tweets, and learn how to get started on Mastodon or Blue Sky. Up to you. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, why the global battle to regulate AI is just beginning. Checking in on Wired Science, how everyone was wrong about reverse osmosis until now. And on Wired Security, how the data broker that targeted abortion clinics landed a U.S. military contract. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.